Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Mixture of clouds and sun. We'll have a high up near 40 degrees. Maybe that'll melt some of the stuff that fell yesterday and is still hanging around. Temperature-wise, at this hour, 33 in Kenosha, 32 in Burlington, Milwaukee 34, 33 degrees in Racine. The snowfall from Sunday around southeast Wisconsin causing a bunch of power problems for We Energy's repair crews. They had multiple scattered outages, including some with a lot of customers affected. A lot of that caused by the heavy wet snow bending or breaking tree branches, and in some instances, sparking fires. Madison, a rather historic day in terms of snowfall. National Weather Service measured 5.7 inches at the Dane County Regional Airport. That broke the previous mark for December 4th, 5.6 inches set back in 2007. Now, western Wisconsin is going to be seeing highs into the 40s today, but by midweek, those temperatures will not be hitting 20 degrees. Weather Service indicating an icy blast of pre-official winter will be dropping those temperatures from into the teens by Wednesday. No snow, however. Southeast Wisconsin, which will be getting it right after that, will be around 10 degrees colder as of Wednesday compared to today. And again tomorrow, highs only around 30. Packers back to the 500 mark after beating the Texans yesterday at Lambeau Field, 21-13.
Well, that was a good bad weather win. A lot of fun to play in that type of atmosphere at Lambeau Field. A lot of ways that's the way it's supposed to be. So, good victory for us. Obviously, we know where we are in our season, the importance of December football, and especially the importance of this win today.
Mike McCarthy's team now 6-6, a two-game winning streak. Jordy Nelson, 8 catches for 118 yards. Aaron Rodgers, over 200 yards passing and a couple of touchdowns. University of Wisconsin football team will square off against Western Michigan in the Cotton Bowl January 2nd at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. The 10-3 Badgers finishing number 8 in the CFP rankings after their loss to Penn State in the Big Ten title game. Western Michigan, no slouch, they entered the bowl game 13-0 after winning the MAC crown Friday over Ohio. Holiday season now upon us. You may have seen that around a few places here. Racine Police Department putting out a warning about the possibility of your home being burglarized or your vehicle being entered or just being a crime victim in general. You got to be careful this time of season. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
National statistics show a large percentage of residential burglaries occur during the day when homes are unoccupied, so doors and windows should be locked when you're away. Criminals also seek easy targets in shopping center parking lots by keeping packages locked in the trunk or stored out of plain view. And by keeping all doors locked at all times, you'll reduce the likelihood of being victimized. Remember to make arrangements to have newspapers and mail collected by someone if you will be away from home for an extended period of time, or have delivery placed on hold, as uncollected mail and papers are an indicator that a home is not occupied. Also remember to break down boxes for recently purchased big-ticket items and turn them inside out when you put them out for trash pickup. Racine has enjoyed a downward trend in burglaries over the past 3 years. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The extremely popular Canadian Pacific Holiday train scheduled to travel through Wisconsin today. Going to make a stop at the Sturtevant Amtrak station for some holiday cheer and to collect some food donations for the Racine County Food Bank. Sturtevant Police Chief Sean Marshke says that the event coming up tonight, well, the crowd could be a little bit smaller based on the fact it's a Monday, but if you're planning to attend, he's recommending you arrive at the train station at least an hour before the scheduled stop, which is 5:25 this evening. And the chief says it might be easier to reach the station from the south versus the north.
Come in on Highway 11 and H, heading north on Highway H towards the train station. There is quite a bit of congestion at the intersection of Highway 20 and H, or Renaissance Boulevard, so it's easier to get in and out of the train station if you come from Highway 11.
That event draws hundreds of people to the train station, and Chief Marshke says everybody needs to stay at the boarding areas, not be standing along the tracks. People also gathering at crossings along the route in Kenosha and Racine counties. Fine, according to the chief, as long as you stay a safe distance from the rails. Since 1999, the holiday train has collected more than 3.9 million pounds of food for local food pantries when it stopped all across the United States and Canada. Some breaking news just in. President-elect Donald Trump nominating Dr. Ben Carson to serve as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. We'll be hearing more about that as the day goes on. After representatives of the Kenosha Community Health Center failed to show up at the last city council meeting to answer questions from the alderman about the center's operation, three of those members are requesting now a federal investigation. A resolution up before the council this evening seeks an investigation, a federal investigation, of the center's staffing and compliance with the Public Health Services Act by Federal Health Reserve and Services and Administration. Now, the resolution notes that the center, which serves uninsured and underinsured low-income residents, laid off some dental hygienists while at the same time expanded services outside Kenosha. It's also calling, as this resolution, into question who is acting as the facility's executive director. Kenosha Alderman will also be considering changes to the city's ethics code tonight, including the elimination of the appointed ethics committee. City of Racine Plan Commission recently accepted a contractor alternative to the required building materials on a planned garage addition to the grounds of the Storino Funeral Home on Northwestern Avenue, where even more work is scheduled in 2017. The normal requirement for the accessory garage and any structure like it, 30% masonry for durability, according to Deputy Planner Matt Sadowski, who noted the amendment request was for all vinyl. Jim Fox from Deck It Out Builders said that the goal is to make the garage look similar to the existing buildings on the grounds.
I'm looking to do a very clean job for Storino Funeral Home. And you got a big gable. As soon as you pull into the parking lot, there'll be a big gable that would be the first thing that you see. There'll be a bunch of black lines on it. And I just think that we could do a cleaner job. Plus the difference in price is right around $3,500. I would like to take that money and put it towards a carriage-type door.
Commissioner Tony Varanth noted that the visual on this garage won't be as great because it's, well, back on the property.
It's in a location where it's pretty remote. I mean, you know, it's not a high-traffic, high-pedestrian, high-activity area. So I think it may be, in a real-world sense, maybe makes sense to make an exception on this.
Plan Commission did eventually support the contractor requested use of vinyl siding for the sake of appearance, but with city approval on the durability of the product. The Storino Funeral Home site is also scheduled to undergo a significant facelift in 2017. State DOT is beginning the first phase of repair work at the Mitchell Interchange in Milwaukee today. Lane closure is expected to be in effect through Wednesday. This will require the closure of the left lane of northbound I-94 and the left lane of southbound I-94, closed from Layton Avenue to 13th Street. Lanes are going to be closed from 8 in the morning till 2 p.m. Additional work that won't require lanes to be closed, that's scheduled to be completed by the end of the month. Kenosha County Board's Human Services Committee will be meeting tomorrow evening to consider the appointment of a new director of the Division of Workforce Development. Nina Taylor has been selected to replace Adeline Green, who retired as the division's director last Wednesday after 16 years as the county's Workforce Development Director. Taylor's been collections supervisor for the county's child support program since May of 2000. WRJN Radio celebrating 90 years of broadcasting in the greater Racine area, and all this week on selected newscasts, you're going to be hearing some of the many voices from behind our microphones.
I really appreciate all the nice things that were said about the radio stations, and I take them to heart for the radio stations. I just came along after 60-some years and decided to keep a good thing going.
This is directly from Emmer Dozie's column. I got a call from Marie Cunningham after I had written a column about the Bob Miller Band of 1931 through 33 and mentioned how many of the early bands were featured on radio station WRJN and played for dances at Hotel Racine.
We actually have photos of our studios here on Victory Avenue in the early 50s during an open house. There was a line of people waiting to get into the open house. What's interesting is everybody's in dresses, shirts and ties, jackets and overcoats.
The voices of one-time owner and GM Tony Gazzana, show host and later news reporter Tom Mountain, and of course Don Rosen, former talk show host and program director. A lot more of WRJN's on-the-air history over 90 years coming all this week on our newscast, and December the 11th, 8 in the morning, a full hour of radio station memories. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. Our newscasts are there with the local news section. You can check out our podcast any time of the day. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.